only for the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We live in a busy world. We feel like we're always busy. We feel like we're always going. We feel like we're always running. Those of you with younger families, you know what it's like to have activities and sporting events. And then, of course, there's just the caring for the family itself. We're always busy. We probably feel like Martha in the gospel today, where there's always these things to do, and we need all the help we can get. Then we find someone like Mary, who's not doing what we think they should be doing. We see them and look at them. Well, they're being lazy. They're not doing what they're not doing their responsibilities. But yet, we are called to be like Mary at some times in our lives. We are called at times to set aside the busyness of the world to sit at our Lord's feet. You know, you notice the gospel doesn't say that she always did that, that she always shirked all her responsibilities. But at that moment, she realized the most important thing that she could do is be sitting there at our Lord's feet, listening to him. The question for us today is, are we willing to do the same? Are we willing to take a few moments each day, take some time each day, and sit at the feet of our Lord? Or are we like Martha, anxious and worried about many things, and feeling like we have to keep doing things, we have to keep busy? And this is vital for us. This is vital for us as Christians. Because for us as Christians, we need to know our Lord. We need to know him personally. Our relationship with Christ is not just something we do on an abstract basis, but it is a very personal thing. And of course, if we want to get to know someone, we spend time with them. If we want to get to know our neighbor, we invite him over for supper. We want to get to know someone, we spend time with them. So if we want to get to know our Lord in this life, so that we can spend eternity with him in the next, we're going to want to spend time with him now. This is something we can't put off. Well, we believe that our Lord is here with us. You know, that spending time with him, again, is not an abstract thing, but it's something that is very concrete and something we can do here and now. Because as Catholics, we believe that our Lord Jesus Christ is truly here, present in the tabernacle. We can come and spend time with him. We can come and spend time in his presence. Now, we don't believe that this is just a box in which we put some bread, you know, a bread box that we store the bread that we take to others. It's not merely that, but that it is truly our Lord Jesus Christ here present with us, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He is present as real as he was 2,000 years ago when he walked the earth. He is here among us. During the Mass, when I as a priest and when priests throughout the world repeat his words, this is my body, this is my blood, it ceases to be merely bread and merely wine. The same type of wine you might have for supper and similar bread to what you might eat. It ceases to be that. It is no longer that. At that point, it is now our Lord Jesus Christ, really present, truly present to us. And we receive him truly. It's not a symbol. It's not an idea. It is truly receiving the sacrifice of our Lord on the cross. And then we reserve some of the blessed sacrament, some of his body, some of the formerly bread, now his body, blood, soul, and divinity. We store that in the tabernacle. First of all, for those who cannot make it to Mass, so they can receive our Lord when it's brought to them in their homes or in the nursing home or wherever it may be. But secondly, and no less important, is so that we can come and visit with our Lord. We can come and in his presence pray, in his presence bring our troubles, in his presence just spend time with him. There's kind of an old story, and you may have heard it before. Where there's this guy, you know, living in a big city, and he's always busy. He's always busy. He's always running. But he always made it a point on his day before work, or before work, that he would go and just walk in the front door of the church, peek his head in the door of the sanctuary or of the narthex and say, "Hi, Lord, it's Joe. Good to see you. We'll see you tomorrow." And he leaves and goes to work. And did this every day for 30 years of his life, 40 years of his life. Did this throughout his whole life. Well, one day, tragically, Joe dies of old age, you know, just as many of us will. And he goes into heaven. And when he awakes in heaven, he's sitting in this room, plain room. There's a nice comfy chair there. And he's sitting in there. And there's nothing. And you can see a door across the way. 5 minutes, 10 minutes pass. All of a sudden, the door opens. And a man, and Jesus peeks his head in the door. "Hi, Joe, it's Jesus. Good to see you. Come on in." Our Lord is here waiting for us. Our Lord is here waiting for us to come visit him. He wants us to come visit him. He wants us to get to know him. That's why he is here with us in the tabernacle. That's why we reserve him. That he will come and will be with us and will be present to us when we need to be there. We need to get to know our Lord if we are to spend eternity with him. But how often do you come to visit him? Daily? That's the best. Again, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Even if it's just for a minute, you come in, you genuflect before the tabernacle, you say, "Good morning, Lord," and you leave. Do you come to do that? Do you come once a week? Do you come early enough before Mass so that you can at least spend a little bit of time in quiet prayer before our Lord, before we begin Mass? Have you ever come and done this? When is the last time you came to church to adore our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament? When is the last time you've done this? You came to this church, which is always open, for the express purpose of adoring our Lord. We are called to do this because we need to know our Lord, and we will not know our Lord if we are constantly busy and we are not taking time for quiet prayer in his presence. It is not a difficult thing to do. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything. Just come here and be quiet. Which is a great challenge in our world today because we don't want to be quiet. We have so many distractions, so much noise, so much busyness that we don't want to be quiet. But we need to be quiet. We need to be quiet and listen to our Lord. We also need to do this, not just for our own selfish getting to heaven, which is an important reason in its own, admittedly, but we also need to bring Christ to the world. We are called by Christ to bring him to the world, to proclaim him to the world. St. Paul tells us that it is he whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. The only way we can do that if we know him personally, if we know him face to face, as we would know a friend. You know, we can't talk about our Lord if he is not personal to us, if he is not a friend to us. So this day, may we be encouraged and strengthened to spend time with our Lord, not merely during this 1 hour a week we come to Mass, but throughout the week. That we will spend a little bit of time, again, maybe just a few minutes, with our Lord. May we make that a commitment in our lives so that we can truly know our Lord, both so that we can spend eternity with him and so we can lead others to him as well.